Since the downturn in the market, investors have been scaling back on U.S. stock and equity funds. But investors haven't abandoned mutual funds entirely. Instead, they've been reallocating assets to make their portfolios more diversified. Joining me now is Scott Cooley, a senior fund analyst at Morningstar. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how much money have investors moved out of mutual funds recently?
Well, it will be a few weeks before we have final numbers on this. But when it's all totaled, I think what we'll find is that in June and so far in July, investors will have moved more than $30 billion out of U.S. stock mutual funds.
And where are they moving the money to?
Well, as you might guess, they're moving money toward areas that have done a little bit better lately. And in particular, they're moving money into bond mutual funds. Bonds have actually made money this year for the most part. They made money last year. And I was talking with a manager at a major fund company yesterday who said he had never seen funds sell the way high-quality bond funds have lately.
Well, weren't mutual funds supposed to minimize risk for investors? Were supposed to be more of a safe bet?
That's right. And actually, I think they have done what they're designed to do. An investor who had a diversified portfolio of both stock and bond funds has fared a lot better than someone who might have had all of his or her money invested in a single company stock. And you only need to think of companies like Enron and WorldCom to see what can happen if you're not diversified.
People used to just put their money in mutual funds and trust the fund manager to do what was right. Do you think they need to take a more active interest in their mutual funds?
Well, I do think they need to pay a lot of attention to what kinds of companies their managers are buying and look for overlap between the portfolios. It's quite possible, for example, that recently one might have a few stock funds that invested in WorldCom stock and maybe even a bond fund or two that invested in WorldCom bonds. So you need to have an idea of what kinds of issues your fund managers hold and make sure you don't have too much concentration to a specific issuer.
Who's got the time to do all this? This is what we pay mutual fund managers to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think most mutual funds are fairly well diversified, and it's pretty rare that someone who is diversified across a number of funds would have problems. But when you invest and you have your retirement money in these funds, you simply have to make time to keep an eye on this sort of thing, or you may end up getting burned.
And what's going on with index funds? Are they still as well regarded as they once were?
Well, index funds, especially those that track the broad market, have gone down along with the market lately, as one would expect. But we still think they're sensible long-term investments for folks. Over the long haul, they have sizable cost advantages over their actively managed fund rivals that show up in the form of better returns.
So what do you think is going to be the future for mutual funds? Do you think people will eventually put money back into them?
Well, I think it's important to keep in mind that people are actually investing in mutual funds right now. It's just a matter of shifting money from equity mutual funds to bond mutual funds. And it's pretty typical in times of market stress for people to want to shift their money toward more conservative investments. And I suspect that once the market environment begins to improve, people will start investing in stock mutual funds again.
Thank you very much.
You're sure welcome.
Scott Cooley, a senior fund analyst at Morningstar, a Chicago-based financial publisher.